Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. Having so much fun in here this morning, talking fishing, talking fish processing, and talking with you. We've had a great time this morning. First hour absolutely flying by, but we got another full hour hanging out and talking fishing. And if you want to join us, the only way to do it, Corey, this second hour, is through that Let's Talk Hookup app and the text of show.
Yeah, and we're giving away a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Process, or not a Fisherman's Process, out of Fisherman's Landing, right?
We got a new adventure.
Exactly, right?
Ride along with Merrily.
Yeah, so look, how would that be, right? Hey, you might be able to actually sell that. Watch out. But giving away a full day or overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. And like Rick mentioned earlier, I mean, Carl would be so gracious if you wanted to upgrade that, you know, to any open party trip, maybe a day and a half, and pay the extra amount. You can do so. And that overnight trip is good for any open party trip. So there you go.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's just been a great show. And again, if you want to join us, the only way is through that through the Let's Talk Hookup app and the text the show. And as Corey said, make sure you include your contact info when you send in a text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you happen to be that lucky winner at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get that prize to you. That's a real special one for sure.
It is.
Well, I had a fun one here this morning, and before we get into that, it's time to find out what's going on the water, and I'm anxious to hear this report, Corey, because there has been some really good fishing to be had this winter time, and our private boater buddy's standing by.
And there is a fishdope.com report, and it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Process in San Diego. Speaking
like
of Mary Lee, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
and that's where you get your premier processing experience, as we've been talking about. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, and more same-day capacity as well, along with that fine customer service. You can stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check out fishmansprocessing.com. And as we've been talking about, don't forget to make your reservation as you make the reservation for your trip.
That's it. Hey, we got him, the private boater buddy, standing by. Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky and Corey, Merrily, Tim. Great show today, man.
Lots of fun,
buddy.
Morning, Mark.
Let's see. This is the last one of 2025, if I'm not mistaken here, other than tomorrow. Last one for me.
Yeah.
Another fun year in the books, buddy.
Oh, I was just kind of thinking back when I was working on my notes here about exactly that. Yeah, it's been an interesting year. But I hope everybody had a great Christmas, and y'all got through that weather we had. Oh, man, we had some breeze ahead of that weather front there. It was gusting over 60 off some of the spots offshore there. I had 2.5 inches of rain here at my house. Yeah, it was a real deal. But nice today for sure. Nice to see that weather behind us. And we got a couple nice days, but we got more coming for New Year's. So now's the time to get out and about if you guys are going. Surprisingly, you know, with that wind we had, the checking the water temps on the buoys offshore, still mostly 63 to 64. That's not too bad for, you know, just about the first of the new year. It's just, it's holding up pretty darn good. Bodes well. So hopefully that stays. Now, as to reports, before the storm, we had that really long stretch of really nice weather. Guys had plenty of opportunity to get out and about here and there, and there was definitely some notable catches. Now, along the coast, it's like you guys were talking earlier, that bonita fishing, I mean, such a beautiful grade of fish, and a big area stretched all the way from, like, Dana Point down mostly to where you guys are there, San Diego, and 2 to 10 off the beach for the most part. And even the guys that were out yesterday in less than ideal conditions found them. I mean, they're still biting. For the private boat guys, most time you're going to find them trolling small feathers or small plugs, something like that, or get up on a bird school. And, then when you get stopped, throw a few dippers of bait if you got it, and, fly line live bait, fish with little shiny lures, cold snipers, so on and so forth in that, like 60 to 100 gram size. Man, they're just eating them up. And really, really fun fishing. Those are just, God, it's such a beautiful grade of fish. Or at the islands, you know, overall, realistically, not too much. You know, cod fishing has been pretty good. But remember, guys, it's over on the 1st. No more cod fishing until, I think it's April 1st, something like that. So those guys are going to get a break, and they'll get nice and fat and happy, and they'll be waiting for us when we get back after them. Now, over at Catalina, and again, this is before the weather, we're starting to see some pretty good signal on the elusive white sea bass, not wide open by any means, but, you know, a good sample of fish, both backside east and backside west, and mostly shallow water fish up on some beaches. And along with that sea bass on the beaches, they're seeing more and more of the halibut. You know, past few years, that halibut fishing over there, you know, through the wintertime has just been excellent. So it looks like that's starting to get going. But realistically right now, after this much rain and the big swell we've got right now, those backside beaches are going to be a serious mess. It's going to be muddy, soupy, and, you know, and again, because of the swell, you don't want to be up there poking around. So that's going to take a little bit to straighten out. And then I saw one notable catch. I was looking at BD Outdoors. I watched this young man's video of just a beautiful yellowtail that he caught just before the storm right there off La Jolla. I don't know if you guys saw that, but fishing a dropper loop with a mackerel, perfect tackle and perfect setup for what he was doing and drifting along. And he had the camera filming, and he got holding on film. And, man, he got a nice one. It's a fatty. Just he's been in there eating all that squid all filled out and fat, and a really nice catch. Congratulations. And then for the guys drifting swordfish, and again, before the weather, you know, some of that swordfish is still biting outside the nine. There has been the best area. We haven't seen much up here, much less than some previous years. But that stuff outside the nine there has been pretty darn consistent. And, man, you know, you got bonitas and yellowtail and sea bass and swordfish, and it's the end of December.
It's 63. That's what
I'm saying. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. We said it last week. Like, this is usually the report where we're talking about a hot sculpin and whitefish bite going on somewhere. And for it to be swordfish and bonita and fly line baits and boiling fish, it's a pretty special times right now, Mark.
Guys, this is incredible. Hey, I want to mention for you and for Corey and Pete, last week's show, the Christmas Spectacular, was spectacular. You guys did a fantastic job.
It was a lot of fun.
So many good callers. Oh, my God. And I got to throw a shout-out to Gundy, man. I loved his little limerick there, short, sweet, to the point, and I'm glad he was one of the winners, man. That was a classic, but you guys did a fantastic job. Very good.
Well,
so that's all we got.
You were greatly missed in here, as always. That was a very fun tradition, and always part of the judging panel for sure. Well, appreciate it very much, Mark. A fantastic report. Sure appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you next year.
Next year, buddy. We'll have something rock and rolling for you. Can't wait. You guys all have a good day.
Thanks,
Happy
Mark.
New Year, everybody.
Appreciate that, buddy.
A great report, Mark. And I want to remind you, power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norsklithium.com, or just go see the trolling motor doctor.
Hey, I want to mention something. If you've got a little Christmas jingle, little extra cash burning a hole in your pocket, Baker Marine has a really cool opportunity. Right now, Fujinon is offering an instant rebate. So as soon as you purchase, you get that money instantly off on the Fujinon TSX 14x40 stabilized binoculars. These are a really, really good pair of what are a lesser expensive version of the stabiscopes like you do on the boat. You can have a very affordable pair of tremendously good stabilized binoculars. These are electronically stabilized Fujinon TSXs. With that rebate, it brings it down to an incredibly affordable pair of binos. And I know, Tim, like, there's what good accolades can you not give? I mean, they're a pair of stabilized binoculars is probably the, especially on a private boat, is the single best fish finding tool you could put your money towards.
Yeah, those 14x40s too. It's pretty incredible how
Those are the ones with a little button on
the
top.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're great.
Exactly.
A couple of our
exactly.
guys that brought them on the boat, a couple of our crew members in the past, they had their own pair. I've used them, and I mean, man, you just get like something 2.5-3 miles away. It's like it's right there. You know, that's probably the most challenging part.
Yes, totally.
Is figuring out how far stuff. You know, it's like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you mean?
It's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. You're like, well, don't take them down. Like, just keep looking at it.
That's exactly right. But no, those things are incredible. They're super durable too.
Yeah.
You know, all Fujinon products are. But that rates. You know, when you're talking about taking them out in your private boat. I mean, no matter what, you're going to get bumped around and the like. So
totally.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
And I'm such a big fan of buying from Baker Marine. Like, you could buy those glasses anywhere. Like, you can find them online, and, you know, maybe you can find some website that you've never heard of and will never be back to again and save yourself $20. The difference is you can walk into Baker Marine, and more than anything, you can talk to the guy that when, you know, years down the road when your glasses do need service, you're a customer of the shop that is the best in the world at doing service and repair to those glasses.
So I bought my first pair of Fujinon 7x50s at Baker Marine in 1987.
Wow.
And I have never, between Royal Star, Randy, all our crew member, I have never bought a pair of binoculars from anywhere else.
Yeah. That's really saying something.
Everything.
A lifetime of buying glasses for the water.
Yep, and I never would. As long as those guys are there, they are the place.
From right here at Baker Marine. So how long is that deal good for, Rick?
You know, I don't know. I know I got the note about it, and I think it's something that we should probably take advantage of. And you can call, you know, call down and talk to Brian or talk to any of the guys, and they will absolutely dial you in. It's such a cool shop, and just you want to talk about the absolute experts when it comes to glasses, and they'll walk you through everything. The difference between, you know, the Techno Stabies and the Stabiscopes, where your money is best spent. And I have watched those guys talk people out of more expensive glasses. I've watched them talk them into, whatever it is, like they just know the product and know what you're going to do with it. And they'll tell you, like, if you don't need to spend the big bucks, buy these. If what you're looking for is the big ones, hey, get this. They'll service them. They are such a good shop.
And that's all they do.
They're the best, man.
Yeah. You know that tall guy that comes in with this guy's name's Duke?
Yeah, I've met that guy a time or two.
I have to laugh, like, one of his first big purchases, besides his, you know, beautiful gray truck, of course, was Stabies.
Oh!
From Baker.
Oh, yeah. Nice, Duke!
He shows up with the little holder, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And he's like, oh, yeah, I needed these.
I love hearing that. That's awesome. I was always thought too, like, the tradition, I'm sure from back when, you know, in the very, very early days of when you first started working on Royal Polaris, Tim, was like the after Christmas trip, you know, often was time for a guy to get his first licks in of driving the boat. And,
oh yeah.
And I, in the back of my pocket, I was always wondering, like, Duke is just, he's just built for the role that he's in now. And like, you guys watching from the outside looking in were just the most supportive parents in the world, and whatever those kids wanted to do, I knew you had their back and all those things, but it just, you watch him on the dock and watch him on the boat, and like, this is just what that boy is supposed to be doing, no matter how much it seemed like something else, like, he's just in the role, and I can't wait for whenever that time is. And I was secretly wondering, like, man, I wonder if the Christmas trip is the first one for Duke.
Soon coming.
Customers are like, put me on the list. I'm like, Tracy's in charge of Royal Star. I will process your fish, but like, talk to Tim and Tracy. They'll let you know, because there's actually, kind of goes down, Dr. Chris Minnick, who's an incredible angler. He was on Tim's first trip on the Royal Polaris, so he'd like to be on Duke's.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. That's way cool.
Pretty cool.
Well, it's really fun to watch him
develop.
Yeah, and pull into the role that he has on the boat now, and he carries himself so well at the shop, and he does such a good job when he's coming through the store to just pick up things of the need for a boat. Like, he'll see a guy, it might not even be on the Royal Star, that's like looking at things, and he probably has a bunch of tasks he needs to get in. He'll stop what he's doing, help a guy through. Hey, man, on our last trip, we were, you know, I see you looking at this. On our last trip, we caught him really good on this one. And, like, he's awesome. Yeah, we're really proud watching the role that he's developing into. It's pretty cool.
I actually have a good text.
I'd love to hear it.
Kind of leads into the whole thing with Duke. And it comes from Jeff in Huntington Beach. And thank you, Jeff, for sending us. So good morning, guys and gals. Tim, thanks for everything you've done for all of us anglers from boat to table. Question for Tim. What are your most proud, what are you most proud of with Duke? And what's yours and Duke's favorite fishing trip together as father and son?
That's a cool question.
Right?
I think that you know, I can't narrow it down to one thing when it comes to him, because what I hold dearest and what I really have a lot of respect for him for is exactly what you said, is how well he carries himself. He's never been, I mean, since he was a little guy, and he was conditioned by some guys that were just merciless, which is exactly what we wanted. He was never that, you know, I'm the captain's son or the owner's son, ever. Like that just never even entered his mind. He has always been the guy that worked harder to make sure that there was no question that he was pulling his weight and more. But he's such a, I mean, he's a really capable guy. He's super smart. He's very conscientious. He gets the whole mechanical thing. He's an incredible fisherman. He's got really good instincts. He's a great boat operator. He's unpretentious and you know, that combination, and he's got incredible leadership qualities too. You
definitely.
Know what I mean? The way he works with his fellow crew members on deck, you know, the younger guys now coming up through the ranks. Like, he's really a incredible combinations of qualities. And then on top of it all, as you guys know, he's really a charismatic guy. Like, he's very likable.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he's sincere. He's
definitely
not full of crap. You know, it's like putting on airs. No, he's like, man, he's got a real gift of you know, he connects with people on, it's on his level, but I can compare him to some of the guys who you know, my good friend years past, Rollo Hine. He just had this charismatic nature that just people just, they just liked him because, you know, he's a likable guy, and Duke has similar qualities to that.
Tim?
Yes.
Look at you and look at Mary Lee. And that's coming from looking at the outside, right? So you're describing yourself, honestly.
I mean,
I hate to lay it out like that.
I didn't quite have the charisma that he did. The work qualities, you know, I made a joke about it, but it's true. I just bring up some of the guys that you know. I mean, Duke's been on a boat. He took his first long range trip with me when he was 5 years old.
Lost
his
first tooth on Royal Star.
Lost his first tooth at Alejos Rocks.
No way.
Alejos Rocks.
Tooth Fairy had a hard time.
Mary Lee, he's just going to be teased about that. Come on.
I don't know that anyone can claim that they lost their first tooth at the Rocks.
At Alejos Rocks. Yeah.
Really, at Alejos.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been a tooth or two lost there, but not the first one.
Right, exactly. From my way of jigging.
So what's your most favorite fishing trip with Duke, then?
To
follow up with Jeff from Huntington Beach.
I think that even let's all the history aside, because I told you there's so many incredible things with him. I don't even want to boil it down to one trip, but I'll tell you a really good, I'll try to make it as quick as possible, a story. So when Duke was like 6 or 7 years old, we're fishing offshore. And I mean, it might have been his second or third trip, but I just remember, like, you know, he's a little guy. We had the anchor rope out, so we ran up to the bow. We were drift fishing, you know, the bow bite.
Sure.
So I run up there with him, and I taught. We had 4 or 5 fish going. It's kind of busy, so I just like tossed a bait out straight out off the anchor. We're drifting, of course, and I handed him the pole, and you know, again, he's
six or seven,
years,
like
a little guy, right? And I turn back around, out of the corner of my eye, I see this, like, 40-pound yellowfin, it's a nice one, come flying out of the water. And, you know, yellowfin with their tails
in
midair, you know, the thing was just,
it was fired up.
Like, came out of the water, like, whoa, look at that, and just watch his line, shoo, go right come tight on it. It's like, this little guy, he puts in a gear and goes, oh, I'm on.
I love it. You can hear that happening right now.
At 6
That's
or
cool.
7.
Yeah, just as
I'm on.
But like, he took the whole thing in. Like, he you know, he knew exactly what was
that
going on.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
It was on the Humboldt trip, and Craig Heber, he was standing right next to me. We still, He'll still say that to me. He'll still, like, send me a random text every once in a while. I'm off.
I love it.
What a cool
That's
story.
That's a cool story. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another fun text. Yeah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Fun show. I'm wondering if you could give me a little rundown on what are the popular knives that you and your cutters have used both on Royal Star and a Fisherman's Processing. I'm in the market for a new knife specifically for cutting big fish. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Rory, that's a great question. Well, we love Anza knives. We carry these carbon steel fillet knives in the shop. Then we back them up. Charlie and his daughter, Chana, they... out of El Cajon, the lifetime guarantee. Yeah, you've got one.
We're
right
looking
here.
At one in the office
right
here.
Yeah, totally.
They're just beautiful. They resharpen well. They hold the edge well. We've got a Pro Series from a 6S, which will help you go all the way through to a 10-inch blade. They come, oh, there you go. Look at you.
It was so sharp, it literally went through the sheath.
Oh, yeah.
My finger found out.
And our cutting cruel uses, they're really a solid knife that'll last you for a long time. Biggest thing with that with carbon steel is you just got to remember to oil it after
right.
you clean it and go from there. And then and our cutting cruel will also, like on big days, we have a lighter knife that has a lot of flexibility. It's a Victorinox that they'll use. It's a 6-inch boning fillet. And that one really works well for the guys. When you're doing over 1,000 pounds of fish in a day, like you kind of want a little lighter weight. It's a little easier on your wrists, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Victorinox boning knife. Those are the ones that we use on the boat exclusively for all the dressing. You know, the gill and the gut and
yeah.
everything.
Now, is that the traditional kind of curved blade
yeah.
knife, or is that the oblong like skinning knife? Those are the difference between the.
Yeah,
well,
I gotta look. I'll look the thing up, but it's you know it's a boning.
Yeah, okay.
Victorinox.
Yeah,
and, a 6-inch blade.
And the name that like lived on the boat, everybody coming. I need a Fortune. That is the Victorinox.
Yeah.
Knife. That's
yeah.
the same thing. It doesn't say that on the blade, but like the word gets carried around. Like it's like a Colt sniper that really hasn't been called a Colt sniper in several years. Their
right.
current sniper, like it earned that name. You know, it's like a Kleenex or a Xerox. Like I need a Fortune. No problem, buddy. Here
exactly.
you go. That's this one.
Yeah.
And. I know they come plastic handle, wood handles. Is there a familiarity on the boat? Like the thing with an Anza knife, that's like my favorite. Let alone the fact that an Anza comes with the best blade in the world. The handle that they have is fantastic. Like it melts into your hand,
yeah,
I think
they're works of art.
They really are.
Like each blade is made individually. Each handle is adapted individually. So they're beautiful. As far as you know, for us, we really like things with less grooves so that we can keep it clean and sanitary, like at the
okay.
shop.
That makes sense.
There. And just wear and tear on your hand, right, like
yeah.
as you're going through. But I think for the everyday angler going through, you've just got to hold it in your hand and get a feel
See what's
for
right.
it. But I'm very partial to those Anza knives as far as, like, just because they're highly functional, but they are just beautiful. And the workmanship, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. They're great.
And it's one of those things, if you take care of it, it will literally last you forever.
It will.
And Pete's got an antler handle on
yeah,
it. It's just
cool.
beautiful, right?
Yeah. We've got a really cool little fillet with a red inlay on it right now that's like $110, and it's a perfect just...
Oh, you sell them right there at the...
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can just step in and get one.
Yeah, exactly. Then... one we gave Tim for Christmas. It's I think our whole crew has it now. It's just a little arrowhead fillet. Like it's just incredible, and they're
cool.
You know, just a great little handy one. Comes
yeah,
with
a little belt knife. Those are
yeah,
epic.
And you can get one at the shop right now. You can
yeah.
pop in. You can pop
yeah.
in today and go get one.
Well, maybe not today because. We actually have taken a holiday.
Hey, all right, good.
But you can on the 30th.
I like it.
Or you can order online. It's on our website. If you just click the shop button instead of reservation, anything we have in the shop is right there.
Oh,
for
how
you to
cool.
get between our spices, the knives, any of the Grundin's gear. Yeah, it's all
and,
right there.
And I didn't even think about it, but with every boat, nearly every boat leaving the day after Christmas,
yeah.
your...
30th is going to be our first... first back in business with Royal Star coming back, and then we got almost the whole fleet coming in on the 31st.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
have really
your,
exciting.
You have your work cut out for you that
it's
day. It's
awesome.
Gonna be a big morning.
No,
I know.
We hope
so. It's
I'll
so
bet.
Great. Like,
yeah, we hope so.
It.
Yeah.
Man, we love it.
That's
I hope
cool.
they all get them.
All right, hey, I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. This is John from Mira Mesa. Tim and Marilee, my apologies if this has already been covered because I was unable to tune in for the first 15 minutes or so. I'm very familiar with the reservation and deposit system policy. I've used it. It works great. My question was about private boaters, kayakers, and shore pounders. Can we make a reservation? Do you allow for walk-ins? I know it depends on how busy you are. You covered that a little bit, but he brings up a great point, and you talked about it. That's a service that is available. And one more time, if he's in the skiff private boat mode and wants to take advantage of fisherman's processing, how exactly is it done?
Yes. So the answer is yes and yes. So really, I would recommend if you know you're going out for the day, you can go online, make a reservation, and you would just say you're going to be a drop-off is what you would hit instead of a boat. Or call the girls at the shop, and we'll take care of it for you. And then you can call us on the way in, go from there, and we'll, you know, the biggest key for you is to try to gill and gut if you can, or at least bleed your fish out and keep it on ice whole.
Got it.
Keep it on ice whole. We will work with you if you chunked it or filleted it, and we'll try to doctor it up for you. It's not going to be what our team can do for you. We're just going to be trying to repair as opposed to just give you something that's there. But keep it on ice. Bring it into the shop. We're open from 8 to 2 for the public. If you call us, we will make appointments earlier in the day if you need to drop off, which that's a big help for the private boater kayaker as you're going through. And then also the team at night. Like if you actually just keep your fish whole on ice, if you came in at night, you can meet us there the next morning and do an early morning drop off too.
That's what we started to do too. Like we were always trying to make the rush and get it for, like, I think the fish turns out better quality if you let it just chill on ice overnight. Like get done with your day, get your boat put away, get that kill bag, put a couple of good bags of ice on it, get that thing loaded up and zipped up. It's going to keep in the back of your truck just fine until it's convenient the next, even if it's not till the afternoon in the next day, like just that thing will be perfectly preserved. And there's something about fish that's been held on ice on the bone. You get one of those bags and put plenty of ice in it, the quality is going to be perfection.
Yeah. I'm very partial to those, to the Deckhand Sports kill bags. Mm-hmm. They don't leak. Dave's just done an amazing job with them. We're back in stock. We carry them because it's amazing to me how many anglers come to the shop and they have no cooler. And I'm like, you have this beautiful fish. Come on, man. Don't put it in a box or a garbage bag. Like, let's go.
No cooler or like I just didn't realize I caught that much fish. Like this guy shows up with a 48-quart, you know, igloo. It's like, yeah, bud, you need a truck full of those things to load all this in here. And those bags are amazing how much volume they can hold. Yeah. And then when you're done, you roll them up and throw them in the corner of the garage. Yeah, that's exactly. Such a slick way to do it.
Yeah, very, very much, very manageable. But
that's the best part, the storage of them. Man, afterwards, you know, the coolers are giant. You know,
and thanks for the question. We welcome every fisherman. We are here for sport fishermen. And whether you're on a kayak, your private boat, or you're on any of the boats around here, we'd love to take care of you.
And we haven't talked about it, but Seaforth, you do cater over
1,000%.
Cater. We love Seaforth Landing. Yeah. We love it all. Yeah, we're over there every time, every day. We've even gone back over because there was a point where they thought fisherman's processing didn't go over there. So if we know boats are coming in, we just show up every morning and we're there and available for
you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a charter group or something and, you know,
100%.
12 or 15 guys on a boat. And they all want to utilize fisherman's processing. That's pretty convenient.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, I had another fun one. Good morning, Rick, Corey, Tim, and Mary Lee. What a great show, and I'm having so much fun hearing about this all. You guys always have produced nothing but the best quality products. My question for Tim and Mary Lee, what is the favorite fish at the Ekstrom household, and what is your favorite recipe to prepare? That's from JJ and OB.
Wow. We
eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, we eat a lot of fish, but it's a whole variety. I mean, I want to say that I probably like tuna the best, you know, of everything that we partake in. Then again, I don't know. Yellowtail is pretty good too.
Yellowtail is so hard.
A lot of it depends on what the preparation is, but I mean, you just cannot beat the yellowtail, especially that beautiful RSW product. But in fish tacos, grill, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I really don't want to narrow it down.
Totally.
And then I'm thinking, well, it's bluefin or yellowfin, which, you know, they're both great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite is yellowtail. It is my favorite fish to eat, but I have to say, with this wahoo bite that came in, Tim did this, like, he actually spoils me rotten at home. So we did sautéed spinach on the bottom, and then he made jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
Say what?
Put that on top of the spinach, and then he blackened wahoo and put a blackened wahoo filet on top. Yeah, that's Casa de Ekstrom, if you guys want to come by.
I had Black and Wahoo on the Royal Star. I don't like saying this because it starts to make me feel like it was probably 15 years ago, and I've been chasing that dragon ever since, and I just, it's become one of my favorite ways. If I'm gonna put heat onto fish, it's one of my favorite things, and I still haven't been able to pull it off the same way, but I've been chasing that my whole life. A piece of blackened fish on rice is about one of my favorite things in the world, and it's your fault that is a thing. Yeah. Like,
you know, the fish that turned out just insane blackened was those pargo. We didn't even mention those pargo on the radio.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Pargo fishing,
yeah,
too. You know, talk about a fish in RSW. Oh, my God. But those pargo blackened, oh, God. They're incredible. Anyway, I like eating fish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
It's coming through.
Yeah, it's all good.
We're getting that.
That's the beauty of it.
It's kind of fun. That's at the shop. Everybody's like, how do you cook it? And then Catherine, who runs the front and takes care of everything, she's actually a chef. So I'm always like, Catherine, what are we doing with this one? I know what Tim and I are eating.
What a
then go from there,
team
so.
You put together. This right? is so cool.
I'm so proud of them. Like, they're just so much fun to work
with. I love this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, something else about the whole product from there. I was like the biggest fish snob in the world going back to the fresh thing. I was like, oh, if it's not fresh, you know, I snub my nose out. I have a freezer full of fish now.
Oh,
it's that good.
Yeah.
You know,
we just
totally.
Did a bluefin stir fry. Right?
Yeah. That's, I mean, you pull a chunk out of there, thaw it out for exactly that, for any kind of cooking preparation. Dude, it's as good as you're going to get.
Totally.
It's absolutely fantastic. And I don't even know, you know, it's not like I don't put a label on it. There's stuff that's still been in there for, you know, a year. Maybe even 2 years. I can't tell when I thaw it out. Because in the wintertime, you know, we're tied up for maintenance. So we've got 30, 40 days consecutive to the dock. We don't have the fresh product come in.
There we go.
We hit that freezer hard. And it's all just as good.
It becomes a fun. It's one of the fun parts of it is you open it up and you start looking at your inventory, what you got and what you're going to make out of it and how it's going to become. It's one of my favorite parts about it. Although, you know, okay, what label do I got over here? Okay, yeah, we're going Wahoo tonight. Yeah.
Oh, man. We've done so many fun meals. We just did bluefin enchiladas, right? And we made some Wahoo enchiladas. Like, we'll mix it up all the time.
The fish enchiladas are
that sounds
yeah,
incredible.
They really are.
They're so great.
I have to ask you, do you sell the blackening spice?
Well, yes, we do.
Okay, well, there it is. I mean, that's really a key to the whole thing, too.
You can go online right now and pick it up. Just hit the shop button and then look through the spicings. There's a Cajun blackened spice, and then there's also the sweet Cajun that
yeah,
really
that's
popular,
so
too.
Good.
Trying to figure it out. I got my spices on the list. I got my knife on the list, Anne's right? and I,
yeah.
my fish bag.
I'm like, since we're talking about it, like, there's no way I couldn't mention it. The poke kit is so stinking easy, and it is the biggest crowd pleaser there is. Like, you want to impress friends from coming over, you literally can thaw a bag, or you can take your fresh, you cut it into cubes, you put the dry and the wet and mix it together. You do nothing. Like, it makes you such an all-star when you've got that product, and that poke kit is my favorite.
It's our best seller, with tried and true. And then we always just are like, hey, don't forget, just chop up some green onion, throw it
totally.
On the top, some cucumber, avocado, whatever. Just make
just
it
to add a little
too.
Bit to it.
Just a little freshness. You want to have a little fresh to go with
you
it.
Can
but
be,
it's awesome. People are giving that as gifts for holidays.
I'm sure.
Like, hey, the December crew that came in with their fish, they're like, I'm going to get 4 of those poke kits. And I'm like, yeah, just put it in a gift bag here. Put
totally.
A fish, this next to each other. It's a great gift.
You can be like me and be a little bit lame in the kitchen and just come out looking like an all-star with it. There is nothing to it. You cut it into a cube, you mix it, you put it in a bowl, and everybody's just, oh, my God, this is the best I've ever had. Like, well, you know, I got the touch, man. What can I say, man? It's all about ingredients, man. You just got to know what you're doing.
that's good stuff, Rick. I wanted to bring your attention. This part of the show is brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops right there at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. You can also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in freshwater and saltwater tackle along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp, Mission Bay. And ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Rickeyville right there. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. For all that, you can check danalanding.com. And we're going to be right back. More with Tim and Mary Lee Ekstrom when we return on Let's Talk Cook Up app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano and all this talk about fishing on board the Royal Star. It's actually one of my favorites, and I was hoping it was the story. We talked about the fun of Duke over the years. The number of Trinidad 14As that we have sold telling the stories of young Duke fishing at Guadalupe with a reel that was far too small to be catching the tuna that it did over and over and over. I've told a story about a particular Trinidad 14 that lived on the Royal Star for a bunch of years and never needed service and never needed anything. And that Shimano product just, it seems to go through the trenches and comes out the other side perfect all the time.
That's one of the, I can say, and you guys can imagine how many fish I've seen caught on Shimano reels over the years. And of all the years, all the big fish, I mean, you know, we're talking 25, 30, I've seen one Shimano reel break when a fish was
actually on. Shimano. That's it. One. Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun in the world headquarters with Mary Lee and Tim Ekstrom. And Tim was finishing up with that story about Tim with that 14A, and that reel continued on.
That thing caught hundreds of fish. We kept it on the boat. We would use it for hook and hand when Duke wasn't on the boat. But I remember, Ricky, I brought that thing in. It finally, after, you know, I don't even know, 4 years or something. And
hundreds.
Hundreds of not like bass. I mean, tuna, yeah, yellowtail, fish that pulled, you know, pulled drag, pulled line. And it finally locked up. And, oh, by the way, we never took it apart.
Yeah.
We didn't oil it.
Lived on the boat.
Yeah, lived on the boat. Yeah, you rinsed it off with fresh water. Yeah.
For years.
It finally got a little stiff. I think the drag was a little sticky or whatever the hell it was. And I remember bringing it in the tackle shop and Ricky and the guys, like, I will send this up to Shimano. And they just sent me back a new one.
That reel deserved to be put on a shelf somewhere, and they said exactly that. They're like, yeah,
no.
We're just, the list of parts that this one needs, we're just going to send him another one.
Yeah, and it was just a warrior, man.
That's so cool.
Like, put that thing in a case somewhere, you know, like, I don't even know. You know, you couldn't even keep track of it. That thing probably caught more fish than 100 of those reels combined.
That's cool. Well, I had a fun text, and it says, Merrily, I love Fisherman's Processing. You use you guys all the time. I don't live in Southern California, and I aspire for my home processing of both fish and game to be on the level of Fisherman's Processing. Can you give me some tips for a home processor that utilizes you guys whenever I have the opportunity? But for game and for my fish at home, it's a little too tough to make it down there. What are some of the tips I can do to produce the level of quality that I see come out of Fisherman's Processing?
Wow, great question. I think whether it's game or fish, the care you take right at the point of kill and to maintain it, keep it at the right temperature as it's going through. And then, you know, it's all in the instruments that you have. You've got to have sharp knives. You've got to maintain, it's just food safety, right? You've just got to keep it at the right temperature the whole time so that once you get it to a vacuum sealer, you go from there. And I apologize. A lot of people ask me about, like, home vacuum sealers or what the great – we have commercial machines that I could recommend from there. I'm not too familiar because I seem to have this shop that I can vacuum seal at, you know, that goes from there. But I would just say just follow food safety habits. Yeah. Like, honestly, make sure you're clean when you're processing the surfaces that you're using. Use sharp knives to go after it, and then really dry out the bags. Make sure no contaminants get in there with it. Vacuum seal it, label it, and then just enjoy.
That's awesome advice.
As simple as that sounds, your home...
Well, you kind of forget. You forget, like, hey, wait a minute. I cut onions on that. Well, you put your game meat on it. Like, come on. Like, food safety is really important.
But as simple as that is, the home system will never be what Fisherman's Processing is. Right. I mean, just plain and simple.
Right. Well, it's designed for it. But, you know, I'll just reiterate that. Starting with at the point you actually take it, whether it's game or fish, it really starts right there. It's how you handle it. You know what I mean? Anything, if you mishandle it at all, if you beat it up, if you don't bleed it in time, if you don't dress it out, you don't get it on ice right away, you don't, you know, like if you miss, or even if you delay it, you know, especially in the case of fish, warm day, you delay it, you know, and it sits there on deck for, you know, 8-10 minutes, and you don't really tend to it, well, you're going to see that.
You're going the wrong direction.
And you know, I really, it's a great opportunity to make the point when we're talking about fish processing in general and the product coming off the boat and the end product that comes out of Fisherman's Processing. The end product is going to be as good as we can possibly make it with what comes in the door.
With what you're provided with.
Right.
And listen, you know, everybody out there, depending on what boat you're on, I mean, there is a difference, and you know, I know that there's a bunch of our colleagues, they really take the end quality of their product seriously now. You know, it's obviously, this is, you know, 20 years after the introduction of RSW, 22 years after the introduction of RSW, so there's a lot more care, a lot more focus now put on the end quality product, but there's still, you know, we can only do what we can do with what comes in the door.
Right.
And you know, if it's a day that a boat's refrigeration system was overwhelmed or something happened or whatever, you know, if it just wasn't taken care of as well as it could be, that fish comes in the door and it's soft. It's banged up. It was chucked into a cart and, you know, rolled around like it was in a friggin' trammel or something like that. You know, they're banging around up on the sidewalk. That fish is going to be bruised.
Yeah.
It's going to be soft. You know, the guys at the table, they're going to do everything they possibly can to make what they can of it. But, you know, the skin wants to stick to the meat.
Sure.
The skin, you know, the meat separates along the grain. All of that is you know, a result of something that wasn't done in the process before you got it onto the fillet table. And, again, that doesn't matter if you're at home or if you're there at Fisherman's Processing.
Right.
So that part of the process, those steps are so critical to achieving that, you know, that beautiful product in the end.
We had that happen through this last end part of the season when the Wahoo came on. There was actually, you know, some Wahoo that came in that we left the skin on so that they could actually cook it and fillet it and go from there. And at first they were like, they thought we had kind of gypped them, like we hadn't gotten. We're like, no, like, here's why. Like, this is the condition it came in, and we had them watch us cut open the next fish, and they're like, now I understand.
And it was better left on the skin
much
to keep
better.
It intact.
And you throw that on a grill or in a pan, and then you just, the skin will just come right off. But that way you get a solid piece to cook for your family and go from there. Again, like, just out of respect for the effort that you put in and the fish that was there, we're going to do our best to get it ready for you to consume.
You've given us some inside baseball over the years about the difficulties of when a stop is really hot and heavy and a ton of fish come on board, and you know how it can vary temperatures, and that, you know, your system was built not in an auto sense, like you can make adjustments to if you've got to really pour the cold on, but you know there are times when it's all about getting the fish cold, and if you put a whole bunch of hot things inside the water, it's going to raise the temperature. It's just how things work.
Yeah. You know, obviously, depending on how
and every system on every boat is different.
Each boat system is individually set up. I know on Royal Star, we set our system up. We're like 10 times the capacity we need for that one day.
Right.
That one time when we've got a load of fish on the deck. It's happened a couple times this year where, say, for example, we'll fill one tank and we still have, you know, 8, 10, 20 fish and we're still catching them. We have to start another tank. We've got to get the bait out of there. We got to get the fish down. We start off with, a temperature of 74, 75 degrees. Our system, we pull like 14 degrees an hour, 16 degrees
an hour.
So we can chuck those fish down in there at, you know, right away. We get them dressed out, 74 degrees. Well, it's bombing down.
Yeah.
You know, in an hour it's at 60, in another hour it's at 46, in another hour it's at 32.
That's crazy.
You're done.
From the start. That's right. Crazy.
And you know, like a tuna, for example, their internal temp is like 4 or 5 degrees above whatever ambient water temp is. So if you catch a tuna at 74, 75 degree water, its internal temp is like 78, 79. You dress it out and you put it even in 73-degree water, it's already refrigerating.
It's already coming down.
It's already coming down.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, and that's something we didn't know, Tim, prior to 20 years ago. Tuna are actually warm-blooded.
Oh, yeah, they are. So as long as you're getting that down fast, you know, I mean, that and holding that temp, it's really key also. There's all kinds of, I know you talked about that inside baseball, but there's another thing that's really critical, and we learned this on Royal Star long ago, where, hey, man, sometimes they get inside the wire, man. Everyone's got one on.
Sure.
You're dressing fish out. They're biting nails. There's fish on the deck. We stop. We just say stop. That's it. Everybody take a break. Coffee break.
Keep the lines out of the water.
Out of the water. We stop, get everything dressed, get everything clean, get it down. Okay, let's go again. The fish aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll keep throwing bait or, you know, like we'll just get right back. Who's going to be the first? You know, right away, and you're on again. But that is so critical. You know, I remember years past, and I don't know about practices in other boats, but I know what the end product looks like. And you just start piling those things in the fish box. You have them laying all over the deck. It's 80 degrees. It's tropical. You're down at 13 in August. You know, it's just like baking sun. Hey, man, like you have a responsibility. You got to take care of that product first.
I love that.
You can't just keep catching it and letting it, you know, roast in the sun. You know, flip it over. That side's done. You know, like, no, man, you gotta stop. You gotta pull the throttles back a bit. Take care of the fish. We're responsible for that, so we gotta make sure we take care of that and now go again.
I've got to be a part of that one time on Royal Star, and you'd think that somebody might think sideways about, oh, okay, everybody done, take a break, stop fishing. It's the opposite that you would think. It like becomes the ultimate camaraderie. All of a sudden it gives everybody a chance to take a breath. And everybody grabs a cold one and starts high-fiving, and you start, like, laughing about how insane of a scenario that you happen to find yourself in. It's the ultimate thing. Then you watch the boys go to work, and it was the exact scenario that you talked about. Like, the fish were coming on so fast that the well wasn't ready, so all of that bait had to go somewhere. You topped off all of the top boxes, and there was still probably 15 scoops left. Well, all that went over the side. So imagine what wide open fishing is like, and now everybody stops fishing and the remainder of bait gets thrown over and watching everything go crazy, and then Tim goes, okay, go for it, and then every single person has one on again. Like, it just creates this ultimate scenario that everybody's high-fiving, and it's why you go. It's why you do those trips.
It is. I like that fish watching.
Yeah,
you
totally.
You keep throwing bait, and they're just
and like
to drop in again.
That was it.
That
but everybody had already caught 4 or 5. You know what I mean? So there's no pressure. Everybody's having the time of their lives, and like you were forced to stop and watch the show, and like you like it hit the reset button. You like really appreciated where you were and what you were getting to do, and then you watch all these fish going crazy, and then when you said go again, it was Oh man, good luck. Look out! Like
it's great. What a great way to make the point. It does. It makes you stop and appreciate it. But again, going back to the principle,
yeah.
It's like, hey man, again, you got to prioritize
job number one.
If you prioritize the end quality of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's something that you know, obviously that's been our signature. It is our signature.
That's right.
We take a lot of pride in that product that we produce, and there's a whole series of steps that you have to adhere to in order to achieve that.
Yeah. It's cool.
It is. I actually have a good text, and it's we were talking about the Veneto earlier, so it kind of fits in line with that. And it comes from Brian in Fountain Valley. This is good morning, guys and gals. And I want to take my teenage daughter down to San Diego to catch some of those Veneto.
Yeah, you do.
Right? What would be a good setup for the novice intermediate fisher girl? And P.S., she's not the greatest of casters. And maybe not have to. I mean, of course, want to come down and go out on the new Seaforth or the Dolphin or the Daily Double, but may not have to come this far. Maybe even.
Yeah, Dana Point's had great fish.
Dana Harbor,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, but, I'll say one thing,
yeah.
As the only woman in this room right now,
yes.
Is that for the 35 years that I've listened to Tim tell the stories,
yes.
That young anglers, young female anglers, actually listen.
Totally.
And they follow instructions. So you get her on a boat with a crew that cares, she'll pay attention and she's going to get it. Doesn't matter if she can cast or not. I know a few guys that will cast a rod for her. So,
and as friendly as the Bonito bite has been,
it's fun.
A 6-inch sardine on 25-pound needs to be put.
Just get it out there.
Right?
Underhanded 5 feet from the boat, really.
Yeah, just get it out there.
And in terms of gear, get a spinning rod and reel. I mean, it's perfectly capable for Bonita. You get one of those Shimano bait runners, like a 4,000 or 6,000 size, so it's a little smaller and easy to fit in your hands. You could cast a Colt Sniper, never going to backlash, turn the handle, one's going to climb on, or like you said, you could put a live bait and just click the lever forward and line can swim off. They're inexpensive. You can match it with a, you know, Shimano Terramar type rod. You can have an awesome outfit for a couple $100.
And we have the most beautiful stretch of weather coming. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice.
Like incredible.
Yeah.
Like you don't know how long this Bonito is going to stay. I mean, it could be gone after this last blow. Like pay attention to the counts and hopefully it doesn't leave.
Yeah.
But it could be something that's gone next week.
Come down, come fishing with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The light spinner is the call.
I think
what
so too.
An epic rig for. I mean, it's versatile as hell. You can use it for that Bonita and anything and everything else. But that for those Bonita in particular. I mean, I remember back when I was a kid catching Bonita on the spinning rod.
I get razzed for saying it from the boys at the shop, but spinning gear has come such a long way. Like it's not a Mitchell 300 anymore. Like there is spinning tackle that is very capable of catching whatever size fish you are after. And when we had that little round of time this year when big bait was harder to come by and it was a lot of anchovy and it was a lot of small sardine, a lot of spinning reels made their way out of the tackle store, and there was a lot of like aha moments where, you know, you could cast a firecracker sardine double the distance of the guy standing next to you with no pressure, you know, because the bail is open, so that bait doesn't have any pressure against it when it's taking line off the reel. And a spinning reel that's put in the hands of an angler that's very savvy with conventional tackle can be a real weapon.
There's no question about it. I mean, it's an equalizer too in the hands of an angler that's maybe less adept or more of a novice angler. They're going to elevate their ability to, you know, that of somebody that's had far more experience.
Totally.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, they handle it. It's not the good old days when it's like, oh, the coffee grinder. Clicks open. Remember those guys? The bell would flip open.
Or like the fish would be taking line off so hard, a guy would try to push the bail over and it just couldn't, you know, the spring. Nothing that can be done, and everybody's getting a chuckle.
Try to hammer it down your hand, your fingers are just getting shredded.
It's a little bit different today.
Yeah, thank God.
Like they're the real deal.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You can apply a ton of pressure, you know, combined of a specter, the whole thing. We've seen a lot of tuna that are way too big for that gear.
Yeah.
Just dominated by guys that knew what they were doing. But again, going back to an angler that maybe isn't as adept. they put themselves in a huge position of advantage, and those things are they're great
and
this, they're fun.
Exactly, that. To your point, daughter, you put that thing and a Colt sniper. They're gonna bite the heck out of it. It's heavy. It's easy to cast. Like. Well, that's what I think I like about that so much is she will be very proficient and able to do start to finish on her own. She'll be able to make the cast, turn the handle, hook the fish, and that bonita fishing, you good luck not getting hooked after a day of that. It's fun. They pull drag. You're still it's just like catching a tuna on the Royal Star. You're weaving under and over and in between everybody, and everybody's got one on. Everybody's laughing. If one falls off, it's no big deal because it's such good fishing. You're going to catch one on the next cast anyways. It's a great way to introduce somebody to this type of sport fishing. The only thing I will caution you is, like, be prepared to take her every time because, like, you get in on a wide-open bonita bite, she will be hooked.
And you got to remember, I grew up with 1 to 2 pound bonito. I mean, that was the bonito we caught. And, yeah, there were offshore 8 to 10 pounders. But all these fish, there are no small ones. They're all 4 to 6 up to 10 pounds.
Beautiful.
It's cool.
Right? I mean, it doesn't get any better. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Can't believe 2 hours is already over.
Crazy.
Right? We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaboardlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's year-end sell-a-thon, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sell-a-thon has limited-time offers featuring Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport, with the standard tech and durability to handle whatever your holiday to-do list has in store. Shopping for the perfect gift? Check out the Ford Explorer, the all-time best-selling SUV that can fit the whole family this holiday season. Inventory is arriving daily with the best offers of the season on an incredible selection. Come see the award-winning lineup for yourself before the year ends. Hurry into your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Mary Lee flip the coin, go for it, text her, caller. Goes to a caller.
Hey.
And the caller today is Alex. Alex in San Carlos. Congratulations with that overnight at a Fisherman's Landing.
How cool. Man, we were talking about during the break. We talk about every show, but the fact that this 2 hours went by so fast, it just blows me away. It was such a great time with you guys. And I mean, what more accolades could you pass your way? You guys do such a great job at Fisherman's Processing. It's been so fun to watch it happen. And if somebody wants to take advantage of all the stuff that you've talked about, the reasons that make you guys so good, one more time, give us a rundown of the process and exactly how we get to take advantage of that great service you provide.
Thank you for the opportunity. More than anything, please just get online at fishermansprocessing.com, click on the green reservation button, green for go, and fill out your customer profile and then put in the date of your trip, what date you return. A lot of customers kind of forget and they say when they're leaving instead of when they're returning.
Sure. We're so fired up about leaving.
I know. Our job begins when you return. So, and put your $100 deposit down and we go from there. If you have any issues with that, just call us at the shop. We're 619-255-3128 and we'll be back in the shop as of the 30th and happy to take your calls and reservations.
And like you said, you actually answer the phone.
We do that.
Accommodating to a fault. You know, it is exactly what it is. It's just whatever the request is, I haven't seen you guys say no to just about anything. It's really cool.
And we tried to make the answer yes. And we just would love to work with all of you. Please don't hesitate. Give us a call.
I can tell you, us as anglers really appreciate having you. It's awesome. And don't go anywhere. And I'm so glad, Tim, that you wrangled her out of retirement. It was exactly what needed to happen, and we love it.
Thank you all.
Great job, you guys. Well, hey, we sure appreciate that and appreciate all that great information. And we appreciate you out there. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Renee from the Shogun is going to be joining us. We got lots of great fishing coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.